Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, so we are about to start our texting tutor for Samantha to her future sister-in-law. The sister-in-law has requested a couple of bridesmaid dresses that Samantha is just not comfortable in. She feels like it's not appropriate for a church. She doesn't feel like she'll feel comfortable in these. They're just too sexy for her. So the request here is we start texting the bride and somehow, some way get Samantha out of wearing something that she's not going to be comfortable in that is way too revealing, right?
Correct.
Okay. So where do we want to start here?
Heavy sigh. Okay. Yep. So we're going to start with the classic mid-20s, early 30s. Texting response to any girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
And that's when you know it's going to go downhill. We're going to say, hey, girl, just wanted to bring something a little sensitive up with you about the bridesmaid's dress.
About the reception bridesmaid's dress.
About the reception bridesmaid's dress. Kind of balling on a budget. I don't really think I can swing two dresses.
Boom.
Should we add?
Okay.
Should we, hang on, before you send it, should we say just straight out, like, I've already got the ceremony dress. I want to know if you're okay with me wearing the ceremony dress to the reception.
Yeah, add that in.
Are you okay with the ceremony dress, or is that one inappropriate for you too?
No, the ceremony dress is good. I can handle that one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Because all the photos, generally,
yes,
are going to be in the ceremony dress. Like, they'll be before the wedding, so that'll be out of the way. So there won't be really any way, like, you won't stick out like a sore thumb at the reception.
No.
Right, right.
Yeah, family photos are either taken before the wedding or right after the ceremony.
Okay, I'm sending it then.
I feel like Mo and I are backing away from the mic.
On yeah, man, I got nothing. It seems so simple, though, that I'm excited to see how it won't be.
That's how it goes.
Let's see how complicated the ladies make this.
Yes.
Well, if you don't want to wear the reception dress, then you can't be a part of the group. I'm kicking you out of the wedding. What? No.
Bye. Oh, I'm so bummed.
I'm so bummed.
Okay.
Okay.
She said, hey, totally understand money being tight. I've got you. I'll pay for it.
Figured that was coming.
It's a nice friend.
Yeah. Better than getting kicked out of the wedding. Maybe.
Is it?
Okay. Plan B, which we had already planned for. So, Cassie, you almost hate to say the words plan B anymore. Plan B.
The backup plan. I would say that's really kind of you, because it is. I have to confess something. It's much more embarrassing for me to talk about. The money thing was just a ruse.
On top of the money thing. Not the money thing was a ruse.
Okay, on top of the money thing. And I don't know how to phrase this part because I don't want you to hate on your own body. But you can either say, or you could just say, I feel very exposed in that dress and it's making me uncomfortable.
I think that works.
Exposed. That's basically saying it's a scandalous dress without saying it's a scandalous
exposed dress.
Exposed.
I don't know about that word.
But then if you say I hate my body in that dress, it'll be like, oh, you're Vinny.
What if we say something like, because I remember for the ceremony dress that I had to wear for my cousin's wedding, like it wasn't supportive enough for me. So I wouldn't have wanted to wear that dress period to the reception because I wouldn't have been able to have a good time in it. So maybe it's less of a body issue and say, I feel like I'm going to be self-conscious or I feel like I'm going to be really uncomfortable dancing and having a good time at the party if I wear that one.
Well, and women, everybody knows there are some dresses that are flattering to your body and others that are not. What if you just say that dress isn't flattering for my body type?
Or what if you say, that dress isn't flattering for my body type to the point where it's going to stick, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb and distract people from you. Because, like, I wore one of those bridesmaid's dresses and I got big boobs and it was very, very distracting because it was not built for my body type. And so you just see these, like, globes in every picture and it's distracting. I'm trying to think of a way to spin it where it's in the bride's advantage, you know?
No, I get that.
Why can't you just say that you're uncomfortable in it?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
It's never that easy, Mo. Okay.
Because then the woman is going to try to comfort you and say, nah, you look great in it, or I'm sure they're going to alter it.
And then, you're my friend. It's my special day. Suck up your discomfort for one day.
I think we can.
Yeah, okay. there was something about, like, I won't feel comfortable in it. It was like, oh, yeah, that's totally like, well, it's not really about you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I would be like,
sheesh.
That dress isn't flattering for my body type. I wouldn't feel comfortable in it, and I don't want it to distract from your day.
Can't we just make up a lie? Like, she just converted to, like, a very conservative religion just for this one day.
It's just religion.
Yeah, it's just religion. Yeah, I mean, I think God would be cool with that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Use me wherever you need it.
God's okay with lying for this one.
Okay, so I have. That is really kind of you. I have to confess something on top of the money thing. I don't think that dress is flattering for my body type.
Finish it.
Okay. I don't think that dress is flattering for my body type. I wouldn't feel comfortable in it, and I don't want it to distract from your wedding day.
How about if we end with, I really don't want to have a nip slip in front of grandma. Ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
That is perfect.
That's
that lightens
cute.
It.
Yeah.
You want her to read it back?
Yeah, just read the whole thing back.
Okay. That is really kind of you. I have to confess something on top of the money thing. I don't think that dress is flattering for my body type. I wouldn't feel comfortable in it, and I don't want it to distract from your wedding day. I really don't want to have a nip slip in front of grandma. Laughing face.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it if everybody else is.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to send it. And I'm just going to say back, we'll just get you the right bra. We'll just get you a bigger size.
Girl, you look fine. Don't worry about it. Grandma seen nipples before.
Yeah, right? If this doesn't work, I think we can go back to the religious thing. And just say that, how long does it take you to get your Jehovah Witness license?
No, she's actually,
say that?
She's starting.
I'm a Jehovah Witness now.
She's starting her own religion. We're going to say that she's starting her own religion.
It can't be no more than a day.
It's got to be 24 hours. Can't you go to the Jehovah Witness DMV?
Pick a number.
It takes several months.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to get, I was joking, you have to get a license to be a Jehovah's Witness?
No, you don't have to get a license, okay. But...
what you got to do?
I want a certificate. I want to put it on my wall and
there's
stuff.
There's a Bible study course, usually in their home for several months. They'll be expected to attend meetings, must demonstrate a willingness to carry out the doorstep ministry. So it takes a little bit before you're going to get baptized as a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, but you don't get a license.
No. I didn't Google that. I said, how long to convert to Jehovah's Witness?
God knows. He gives you your license.
Yeah. A detailed Bible study of anywhere from 6 months to a year is required to get an accurate knowledge.
Okay. She just replied. All right. She said, oh gosh, I think you will look beautiful in it. Ugh. Okay. Honestly, you are probably going to look better than everyone else, including me! ! I wish I would look as great in a dress like that as you would. My gosh. Okay. I'm sure there will be no nip slip. We can get some of that tape that Hollywood stars use to keep things in place.
Yeah, I use that tape. That tape don't work.
Nope, it does not.
All right. Google Jehovah.
No.
Yeah, I got to just be straight up honest with her.
Yeah. I would be like,
I'm sorry. I love you. I can't.
Okay.
I feel like we got to be a little nicer. That's so sweet of you to say.
Thank you for the kind compliments.
Thank you for the compliments.
God does not agree with you. Yeah, thank you for the kind compliments.
But I'm just really not comfortable wearing that dress.
Yeah, I think we just got to be straight up and double down. Straight to the point.
Thank you so much for the sweet compliments. But I'm really not comfortable wearing that dress. Is there anything else we can add?
I think that's all we can say.
We might have to start tiptoeing into compromise territory. If you're adamant I wear the dress, can I please change the neckline?
Okay.
Is that an option for you? Or are we assuming that's an option for you?
Just cover it up with one of those little black ties.
About it. And I mean, if she's going to buy me the dress, I guess I can.
Yeah.
I can be okay with that.
Seamstresses can do wonderful things. And depending on the fabric, I think you can get it altered to where you would be comfortable wearing it.
Or a neck brace.
Okay.
How about that? Say you're in an accident. A couple of days before.
She doesn't need a neck brace. She needs a boob brace.
If you're adamant about me wearing that dress, and then...
Adamant comes across harsh. No?
Yeah. If you have your heart set on that dress. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Yeah. Do you mind if I get it altered?
Yes, that's so good. Okay.
Did you send that out or do you need to tell us it one more time?
No, let me read it back to you one more time. Okay. Thank you so much for those sweet compliments, but I'm just really not comfortable wearing that dress. If you have your heart set on that dress, do you mind if I get it altered?
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's going to be like, altered how?
Yeah.
And you can shorten up the slit in it, and we could do something, some type of covering over the chest.
I actually wouldn't even mention the slit because I feel like you're not really going to notice if you take a couple inches off the slit.
No.
It's the neckline.
Yeah, because slits like fall on people's bodies so differently, I don't know that she would even notice that.
No. And if she does, she needs to be focused on other things on her wedding day. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Her groom.
Good point.
Not the length of people's slits.
She's going to walk around with a ruler. How high is it up on your leg?
Okay. I'm seeing the little dots. The three little dots. She's writing.
How about the neck brace and a shoal? Can you do both of those?
Yes.
Okay. She said, okay. I think that might be okay to alter just a little. Let's discuss how to have it altered so you're more comfortable, but it still looks similar to the other girls. I don't want it changed too dramatically. I want the wedding party photos in that gorgeous dress and don't want you to look too different.
Mm.
Okay. All right. I guess we're doing this.
So what's going to have to happen is you and future sis, are going to have to go get the dress and then go to the alterations place. And then this is when you're going to have to hold firm on what you're comfortable wearing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So should I write something back to her? Like, okay, that sounds good. Or thank you. Or yeah. What do you think?
Thank you for understanding, comma. That sounds good.
Okay.
It's exhausting.
Okay. Thank you for understanding. That sounds good.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you folks so much. I really could not have done this without you.
No, you really couldn't have.
We agree.
We barely got it done for you.
How would you join the Jehovah's Witnesses without us?
Right. That was going to be the next step. All right. Good luck. Please let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, will do. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.